T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, well, I told these guys that we've already been battle tested. We've been fighting to stay at or near 500 all year long, and we've been fighting for continuity and that feeling that every good team wants to have, where you get on a good run. So now that it happened and it's upon us, we've enjoyed that run, and we want to make sure that we stay on top of the wave and keep riding it out. These guys have been battle tested. That's our mindset. They know where we are in the standings. We've earned that right, and we got to go out there and execute and make good things happen.
So it's impossible not to scoreboard watch at this point, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I do. I think the rest of the team does. And I think we've earned that right. And I want us to. I want us to embrace really what's happening. I don't want us to look up there and pretend we're not seeing what's going on in Chicago or St. Louis or Milwaukee or Philadelphia. We have absolutely earned the right to scoreboard watch, but we got to make sure that we separate it and go out and do our thing the way we know how to do it.
Do you have to manage and look at some of the emotions at this point? Because every day the grind of, at this point, especially maybe for the younger guys, how do you kind of handle the emotions with every game having so much meaning?
Yeah, well, we're going to lose a baseball game between now and the end of the season. I'm certain of that. I know, you know, we're not going to win, you know, 15, 18 games in a row. This doesn't happen very often in baseball. It's really how you get through that loss and how you come out the next day is what I've experienced that good teams do. So knowing what we walked through today, after a hard loss yesterday, we gotta turn the page quickly, learn from what happened, and make plays to make good things happen today.
Mets fans have watched Wilmer Flores do a lot of great things, especially in the ninth innings. He's had some big moments. He's played very well for you of late. He had the home run off DeGrom on Monday. What have you seen from him with this organization so far?
Yeah, well, he's been nothing short of spectacular. He broke his foot, and he missed several weeks because of the broken bone. But since he's come back, he's been an extremely hot hitter. And I've known Wilmer for a while, obviously managing against him. When he's a hot player, he's get out of his way. And we've seen that over the past several weeks. Yesterday, I kept thinking it would be a really fitting ending if he were to do something special with men at first and third base, and maybe hit it, or second and third base, hit a gapper or a base hit, and help us win the baseball game. It didn't happen, but Wilmer is an exceptional baseball player, loves that moment, and I know that he'll come through again in the future.
Another guy, Ketel Marte, is putting up MVP-like numbers. What's been the most enjoyable thing for you to watch him break out and become the player that he's been this season?
Yeah, his growth and maturity has probably been the most pleasant surprise for me. And it's not really a surprise, because I knew he had it in him, but he came to us as a very young player who maybe got run over a little bit in Seattle and asked to do a little bit too much at that point in his career, but he stuck with it and he persevered. So it's a player that persevered and has come out the other side, and he's doing unbelievable things. He's done great things at great times, which I think all great players do. I think he deserves some strong MVP consideration.
In the final couple weeks of the season, in your eyes, what will this come down to? Some teams, like the Diamondbacks, may have a little more favorable schedule than others. The Brewers just lost their MVP in Christian Yelich. Yeah. What, in your eyes, will be the difference down the stretch here?
Yeah, just consistency of play, the expectation that you're going to go out there and execute a game plan and win the margins. We talk about winning the margins here all the time, and those little things add up to big things. I think the starting pitching obviously sets the tone for what could happen during the course of the game. But it's not the only thing that wins you games. So there's a process that we follow. It's a starting pitching with a strong bullpen, timely hitting, and a belief that we're going to get the job done.
Torrey Lovello, thanks for a few minutes. Good luck.
Thank you.